AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A memorial service is held in St. Petersburg, Russia for the victims of a Russian airliner crash in Egypt. The cathedral bell tolled 224 times for each crash victim. Meanwhile, the AP's Jim Hines reports that Russian airport security experts are on their way to Egypt.
A Russian deputy prime minister says that Russia is sending several teams of investigators to Egypt to look at security conditions in the airports there. The deputy prime minister, Arkady Dvorkovich, did not specify what particular aspects of security in the airports would be looked at.
Investigators would not say, as of yet, what caused the plane to break up shortly after it reached 30,000 feet after takeoff from an Egyptian resort city. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump sparked outrage when back in June he described some Mexicans in the United States illegally as criminals and rapists. Last night, he drew protesters demanding NBC drop him as the host of Saturday Night Live, a demand ignored by the network and the candidate.
Hey, ho, Donald Trump has got to go!
In one sketch on Saturday Night Live, an actor playing Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto delivers money to Trump to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico.
Ah, Donald!
Enrique!
I brought you the check for the wall.
God, it's so wonderful.
Trump is the second presidential candidate on Saturday Night Live this season. Democrat Hillary Rodham Clinton appeared in the show's premiere. The mother of a five-year-old boy hospitalized at a suburban Phoenix Children's Hospital killed her son, then herself, early yesterday morning. Mesa Police Detective Steve Berry tells KNXV-TV they're trying to figure out why Tammy Griffith did what she did.
Anything that may assist us, and if you can.
Berry, this is AP Radio News. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says Russia is endangering the world order. Ed Donahue tells us more.
Anything that may...
In a speech at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California, Carter mentioned Russian involvement in Ukraine and Syria.
We do not seek a cold, let alone a hot war with Russia. We do not seek to make Russia an enemy.
Carter says Russia is undertaking challenging activities at sea, in the air, in space, and cyberspace.
And most disturbing, Moscow's nuclear saber rattling raises questions about Russia's leaders' commitment to strategic stability.
Carter says the U.S. is taking a strong and balanced approach to deter Russia's aggression. I'm Ed Donahue.
In college football action, top-ranked Ohio State stays unbeaten, 28-14 win over Minnesota. Number 3 Clemson came from behind to beat number 17 Florida State, 23-13. 7th-ranked Alabama knocked off 4th-ranked LSU, 30-16. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.